Usually I'm all like have a lot of scriptures and stuff, but today is going to be a little lighthearted today. And I want to read this to you first because I think it's just so cute and it ties in with my message. This is from my book. I don't think, a lot of you might get pen lines, but it's a good little writing that he does. It's from John Cason. Okay, it's titled Men, Women, and Instructions. Nothing illustrates the differences between men and women more clearly than when faced with a set of instructions. Women believe not only in reading instructions, but in following them too. Men, on the other hand, believe instructions are written for people who lack their natural superior mechanical skills. Men are confident that they can do it faster with just a glance at the picture on the front of the box. When a woman has something requiring assembly, she separates the parts, checks them against the list, any photos that are available. A man, meanwhile, glances at directions and quickly tosses them aside. Yes. Next, he will put all the parts in a pile and with a quick scan of the picture on the box, immediately start assembly. While women seem to work slower, they make steady progress. Men tend to put things together quicker, but often must disassemble them several times because they put part C where part F should have been, or learn that bolting part A to part K, part L, can no longer be installed. Also, it seems as if men are always using the wrong screw in the wrong place and need to make at least two trips to the store for additional hardware. I thought that was cute. No offense, men, but it is sort of true, like, isn't it? We are different. Men and women are different in how we look at things. So my message today is based on, and I had to have Terry help me with this title, I can't remember it, Read Me and Retain These Instructions. So, now, in construction of things, you know that you always have to have, before you build or progress, you know, process things, you have to read the instructions first, so that you know how to properly do that. And we have to know how to do it in certain situations if something arises. So I thought about this as being tying into our manual here, which is our word, the Bible, and how we are to read our instructions, and I call it a manual. Now, I thought about this a lot because you can think of many examples of how this can relate. Did you ever go in your glove box and have to dig out your manual to look at how to recalibrate your TPS, your tires, or your clock, or your this or that? And my manual is like this big plus another one. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, so did you ever read all of it? No, I have not. And I'm finding out too that I still have to dig it out and look for instructions because of simple things that I don't know how to do. And we can all, like this little cute story about men and women, we have differences of how we interpret instructions. Some of us are a visual. I like to see a picture and look at it. Some of us can hear someone explain, this is what you do, okay, retain. And others are more of a reading. They need to read. So we all have a different way that we can relate to instructions and retain them. And so as we look into the Word, first of all, God gives us instructions in His Word. So the first scripture is in 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, because it says all scripture, not just some, all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So, I like how it says all scripture. So, everything we need to know about what God's Word has for us to instruct us on how to live our life in a godly way, a way the way He wants us to live, is all in His Word. And it can teach us, and it can train us, and it can equip us. Those are like three things that I picked out just for this. It's like it teaches us, it trains us, and equips us in righteousness. And, you know, if you put things together and you don't follow all the instructions and you only look at part of the instructions, you'll end up with something failing. And sometimes we glance at the Bible and we think, well, I've read this and I've read that, so, but this part doesn't, I don't need to do that part because that doesn't pertain to me. But it all does. And some people will say, well, the Old Testament is just the Old Testament. It's not relevant now. But yes, it is. So we have to take the whole instruction manual as a whole and look at it for every aspect of our life. And He will tell us how to make decisions. He will give us examples of people who failed so that we can learn from their ways and how He had been faithful. We can be taught those things when we look at it. And another thing I was thinking is everything that you buy, did you notice that there's always a part in the back that has a troubleshooting? If this doesn't work, try this. If that's not the problem, try this. Even in God's Word, if you have made mistakes or you're in a mess, He can lead you to say, well, I'm going to show you this. He might be speaking to us about something that maybe this is why this is happening. Maybe you didn't follow what I said that would be more beneficial for you. And so He even gives us that kind of troubleshooting in our Word, too, to go back and look at things and have Him speak to us. And each one of us are going to respond differently because when we read a scripture, I read it one way and someone else might read it another way. And I don't know about you, but sometimes when I read it, I go back and forth and start thinking and wonder what that would have been like. But sometimes if we gloss over it and just hurry through it, like some people do with the instructions, we don't get all of it and we just miss important parts. So, and when we don't want to look at instructions on the box or in the paper that comes with whatever we're doing, we can end up with a lot of problems. If you think about it, if someone doesn't read the blueprints when they're making a skyscraper or a building, the second, third, fourth floor might fall on the first floor and people are going to die. Or if you don't change your oil, when it says to change your oil, you're going to end up walking instead of driving. So there's just little things. We have to follow our instructions correctly and not do shortcuts. Sometimes we can say, well, that's not really an important. Let's just do it my way. This is easier. I like to look at things. I can figure out some things. I'm like my mom because she's like that too. Well, this will work. Just put this here and this here and there. Well, sometimes that does work. But sometimes if it's a really important thing that needs to be watched, like, oh, I don't really think I need that safety feature. And then you're missing a couple fingers later on because you didn't follow the instructions because it was a safety guard. So God gives us a safety guardrail in our Word for us. And then when we don't want to read instructions, sometimes we think, aren't we saying that we're smarter? I already know how to live my life. I don't need anything or anybody telling me how to live my life because I know what's best for me. But God really knows what's best for us more than we know what's best for us, right? And we can see that in Proverbs 16:25. It says, there is a way that appears to be right, but it leads to death in the end. Sometimes we think we know better, but we really aren't knowing better. The world's instructions do not line up with God's instructions. We may find out that we were listening to the wrong instructions. And sometimes that is a bad lesson to learn. But there's always a way that God can bring us back to get us in the right standing, in the right line, in alignment with Him. The world says, retaliate evil for evil. God says, return evil with good. The world says, it doesn't matter if you steal or kill or whatever, but it's for a right cause, right? That's not what God says. So everything, we can't go but what the world's instructions are, because the world's standards are not God's standards. It says, hate your enemies and just get vindication. God says, love your enemies. So this can go on and on and on. A good place to look is Proverbs, of course, but the whole Bible as a whole. Proverbs has a lot of good things that teach us a lot as we look at them. And I know a lot of times people don't like to admit that we need instructions because, hey, that's coming against my pride. I should know that. You know, I don't need to be taught that. We can figure that out on our own. That's what a lot of people say. Well, I can figure this out on my own. I don't need God. I don't need the Word. I don't need that. But Proverbs 2, 9 through 11 says we need our wisdom that comes from God, because wisdom will give you understanding to what is right and just and fair. Every good path for wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you and give understanding to guard you. So if we follow God's instruction with His wisdom, we could have a productive, blessed life. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have problems, but He gives us the things that we need to anchor us to that. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we need to apply the knowledge that we learn in the instruction book and actually do it. And we can make wise, godly choices. So now I'm going to read the other half, and with all that seriousness now, I'm going to bring it back to that tie in with this. This is a conversation that a man observed when he was on a business trip with his friend. And his friend was calling his wife, who lived up in New York, and they were calling for a heavy snowstorm. So the wife was concerned about what was she going to do, because he's not there. So here's the conversation. He gets on the phone. Mike says to his wife, well, you're going to have to learn to do the snowblower. He says, first prime the gas and close the choke and then plug in the electric start. What? Prime the gas. Use the button. That little button on the right-hand side of the carburetor. What do you mean, where's the carburetor? Mary Lou, it's not that hard. Just listen to me. Okay, get a piece of paper. Now prime the gas by pushing the little button. And then, what do you mean, how many times? I don't know. 3 or 4 times. Okay, 3 times. Gee whiz, Mary Lou, it's not that hard. After that seemed like forever, Mike relayed detailed but admittingly confusing instructions and finally hung up the phone. He said, can you believe it? He said, she wrote down every step and then said, that's 8 steps. That seems like a lot just to start a snowblower. Women. Well, the next day, right after we returned to the hotel room, he calls his wife back and says, hey, honey, what are you doing? She says, I'm shoveling the sidewalk. He goes, what? What do you mean? He says, oh, you did everything I told you, and you got the snowblower running? Okay, but it wouldn't throw the snow? Did you pull down the big black candle? Why not? Oh, because I didn't tell you. Oh, okay, I didn't tell you. I'm sorry, honey. And, oh, honey, he's there, I'm sorry. And then, like the friend says, I could see and tell by this side of the conversation that Mike's ship was sinking fast. He was learning the hard way about instructions and the difference between men and women. I couldn't help but not say that because it was so cute. But, you know, it's also dependent on good instructions. If you're going to follow instructions, you want them to be correct and right and have every part of it in there. And I hate it when something comes and you have to assemble it and they're missing something. And it does happen a lot. I know that you people have dealt with it too, not just me. But in God's instructions, he's very clear. He tells us what he needs to tell us. He has everything that we need to know about him, about ourselves, about how to live our life. And so I thought that was something that would be interesting. And just think about instructions and manuals, because like even when I was thinking about making not all the parts, like the title, retain the instructions, not just read them, keep them handy. And then when you read them, absorb them and hide them in your heart so you have them ready. It's just like I was telling someone earlier, Terry, but early, I said, you know, it's just like, well, when you do canning, you only do it so many times a year, I do, but you think you know how to do it, and that's how much time that takes, and that's how much headspace you need, and blah, blah, blah. But then again, it's like, don't rely on what you think you remember. Always go back to the instructions and make sure and double read. Just like making a cake. Well, I've made that cake so many times. I know it takes this. Then you realize when it's in the oven, oh, that's right. I forgot the baking powder. I forgot this. So it's just like anything. Just keep our focus on what he's telling us. Retain it. Always go back to it. Always go back to it when you're having, just to get yourself in line with what God says, to instruct us for a life, to live a life worthy of him. Amen? All right, let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for your word, your manual, your instruction for us. You gave it to us because you love us so much. It corrects us, but it teaches us. It trains us, it equips us in righteousness. It helps us to learn of who you are and helps us to gain understanding of what our life is to be here and how we are to live. We're thankful for your word, Lord. Help us to get into the word more often with you. Help us to listen and hear what you have to say to us. It's your written love letter to us, Lord. And we thank you for your love and your care. And we just praise you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.